Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Oh, we're lifting your spirits. It's Lunchtime Live with Anna Daly in for Andrea Gilligan today. 1-800-453-106 is the number to call us on, or 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch. Well, Cathal O'Sullivan is here with reasons to be happy. Welcome.
How are you, Anna?
I love to see you coming in.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be here. I'll kick off with a great story this morning about a man called Adam Sweeney, who has become the youngest Irish person to ever summit Everest. It's just excellent.
This is big achievement, isn't it?
Like, you just can't
insert motivational music here.
I can't fathom the strength and the perseverance it took to summit Everest. He was with a team of three other Irishmen. So Padraig O'Hora, who's the former Mayo footballer, he was on the team. And Aina McGowan from Dublin also summited Everest this morning, in the early hours of this morning. They had a post from their leader, Jason Black, who actually didn't get to summit Everest in the end because he had an ankle injury. But he posted on Instagram saying that after 47 days, so 47 days, like, that's a very long time, Team Ireland had successfully reached the peak of Earth, which is just absolutely amazing. Adam had actually posted recently, about 4 days ago, on TikTok from Camp 4.
So in the next few hours, we finally are going for our summit push. It should take us about 4 or 5 days, depending on the weather window, to get to the top of the world. But definitely next week, we're hoping to stand up there. And yeah, we'll chat to you very soon, hopefully with some in the bag. So
yeah, a summit is in the bag, and for the youngest person from Ireland ever to summit, it's some achievement. I actually met Adam 2 years ago in 2024 in October, and he was just like, he was 20 at the time, and he's immediately inspirational to look at and to talk to. Just this guy who really wants to do good in the world and do it all and raise funds for different charities and different things like that. And just, I don't know, he was just like really inspiring to chat to.
Because there was something about, they got 400 metres away from the summit and then the temperatures dropped or something. They were dangerously low.
On Tuesday, they did make their first attempt to summit Everest, but they did have to turn back, unfortunately. But successful attempt this morning, which is just excellent news. It kind of makes you proud to be Irish, seeing four Irish men on top of the world.
Incredible. It just takes a certain mindset, doesn't it? A certain level of determination. Yeah, it's quite, like, unique.
I think I'm great hiking at the weekends, but that is some hike.
Yes, that's a new level, all right. Everyday use of the cupola fuckle.
Here's some Irish language phrases to make you instantly sound more fluent.
Okay, here are my 5 tips for becoming a Gaelgor in 2026.
Jigwich an will gigagat.
Tabigan inagum.
Cahan lala marnil my tarish. Fishani of true Gaelga, no vlogging in of etamal fada.
5 hot girl affirmations as Gaelga.
Well, for anyone out there,
we're getting to the important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's galore Gaelgaon. I was talking Saisgaelgaelí fam. Like, I have a bit of Irish to keep me going, and I have an Irish language podcast with two of my friends. It's called Gaelin. But this is just really nice for me to see. It's a really, really happy story to come out of what is the Irish Language Attitude Survey with Fórsa na Gaeilge today. So it found that 78% of people supported the language in the Republic, number one, which is, we'd love it to be a higher number, but also 55% in Northern Ireland of people are supporting the language and they're supportive of it. But the largest cohort, which is kind of the headline figure to come out of this, is that 18 to 24 year olds are the most regular speakers of the language.
That's interesting. And it reminds me, actually, myself and my friend travelling around Australia, Cathal, would use the cupola fuckle if a hot guy got on the bus.
Do you know what?
Just as code, because we knew no one else in Australia would now it would be different because there'd be loads of Irish people on it travelling around. But like, it's the whole thing is you stop using it then.
Yeah, and it's, I suppose, the effort of everyone kind of, I suppose, trying to bring the language back to life. It's not a dead language, and we do say that. Like, it's using it in your everyday. It's saying slán. It's saying, like, the yoga. It's like asking someone how they are in Irish. And, like, there's, like, Nismo Chunkra, there's a load of more influencers using it on TikTok and Instagram. John Sharpson, Eamon Corcoran actually lives in Sydney, and he just has a seat on a beach in Coogee in Sydney, and he just says, come talk Gaeilge to me, and people sit down and he films this, and it's just a lovely way to promote the language. So Fórsa na Gaeilge have come out with this survey, and they just said it's a strong base of support, and it shows that across the nation. For anyone, I suppose, who is speaking it out there, or who comes from a Gaeltacht community, or who wants to speak it more, there are resources and there are ways to go about it. Just, I suppose, the whole message is Nin Yart Gaeilge Chéile, like there's no strength without the kind of unity of people coming behind it.
Yeah.
So a real positive
and
story.
And just use the odd couple of fuckles, you know
it.
What I mean?
It's using it like to tell the time, to ask someone what's the time and some stuff like that, saying goodbye,
simple
asking
bits
for a drink. Sean with a Fada is a great TikToker online. He just goes up and asks for, like, I don't know, a drink in a restaurant, or asks, orders his food, Oscailge, mm-hmm. which is a lovely way to just bring it into your, like, everyday life.
Yeah, just weave it in gently.
That's it.
And as you say, it's trendy at the moment, which is fantastic. Long may it last. A funny story from the fashion world today.
Yeah, so Jonathan Anderson, who's a Derry-based or Derry-born designer, became the creative director of Dior last year, which is, number one, great news that someone from Ireland is having or at the helm of Dior. But obviously, when you think of Derry, you think of Derry Girls, which is what immediately comes to my head. Because, like, it was just such a, I don't know, a time in our lives where we were all glued to the same TV show at once. But I don't know if you remember this man.
So I says to himself, says I, Colm, this is no day for a do.
What's happening?
For when the bride arrived, and as I say, by this stage, the wind was fierce.
Am I dead?
I've never heard wind like it.
Is this my week?
Howling like a banshee it was.
Am I in hell?
So the poor girl, the bride now, this is. She arrives anyway, and isn't she no sooner out of the car than she's lifted up in the air like a pepper doll and blown into a flower bed.
It's actually quite funny.
The infamous line there from Kevin McAleer's character, Uncle Colm. We all love to hate him because he's just
so boring uncle.
He's so droll. Oh. But the story coming out of the fashion world today is at Dior Cruise, Jonathan Anders' first Dior Cruise event, a shirt walked out onto the runway and on the front of the shirt it says I to myself, says I. So the very famous Colm quote has now made it into the Dior Cruise collection, which is just outstanding number one, but hard to believe
but
number two.
Yeah, itself, isn't it?
It's number two. Like, this event had like the likes of Miley Cyrus, Sabrina Carpenter, Leslie Mann, Macaulay Culkin all added, and they probably like don't get it at all, but it's just a lovely little nod from Jonathan
but
Anderson.
But I think Derry Girls did go global, and you mightn't have called it early on because, you know, I'm sure it had subtitles in terms of heavy accents and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But it's a massive success, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and it's great to see like Lisa McGee has like made a whole new
such
world
a talented
for people. Like,
writer.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think Jonathan Anderson's nod to her is excellent in this fashion show.
Ah, it's gas. And we're probably going to see that everywhere now, as you say, yeah, on all of the celebs' Dior t-shirts or sweatshirts or whatever. Speaking about quotable movies.
£7, 12 ounces.
Is that a turkey or a baby?
It's a baby.
That's a good size baby.
Yeah, it is, but isn't it, huh?
Small turkey, though.
Great line, isn't it?
The infamous line from The Snapper, yeah, £7, 12 ounces. Well, great news to come out of, I suppose, the world of The Snapper and Roddy Doyle's, like, kind of trio of films or books, kind of, as well. It's The Snapper has its own baby now because the girl who played the baby in The Snapper has welcomed a child in Hollis Street, which is just incredible news.
Wow.
So her name is Alana McMullen and she played Georgina Curley in the original 1993 movie. And in the film, she is born at Hollis Street and there's a whole kind of, oh, great story, £7, 12 ounces. But just last week, she welcomed Jamie, her son, at the maternity hospital and he was just shy of £7, 12 ounces.
Oh, that's so funny. And you know it's getting on, all of us, yeah, when the baby from the movie is now having a baby in the maternity hospital. Yeah. I'm going to add another layer to that. When I was working with Simon Delaney, he was playing the lead in The Gate in The Snapper, the dad.
Yeah.
And the baby they used on stage was a real life baby because quite often, obviously, in a production like that, it would be a doll. They used a real life baby that was literally had been born a few days prior in the rotunda next door to the gate.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. Like, I wonder what that baby's doing now.
I stood there at the end. They got a standing ovation on opening night. And I just kept thinking, that's a real life baby. And then I obviously found out it was.
Yeah, well, Alana McMullen wasn't long born when she did star in The Snapper, but she did go on to watch it loads and loads and loads. And she said she will definitely show it to her kids.
Ah, isn't that lovely? Some glittery news, it has to be said, in a big press release yesterday.
Yes, Finally, we have hosts for Strictly this year, Anna. I don't know if you're a fan of Strictly. I certainly am.
Massive fan.
Yeah, I've watched it for years and years and years, and I love recreating their moves in my own living room. But
don't we all?
Obviously, Tess Daly and Clodagh Winkleman announced last year that they were leaving the show after a long tenure in charge, and it kind of left this wonder of who's going to take it on and who will it be. But yesterday it was announced that Emma Willis, Johannes Rabideau, and Josh Widdicombe, a trio no less, will be taking on the role of hosts, which is interesting because I suppose you're kind of so used to the Tess Bruce kind of thing, and then it became Tess and Clodagh. So looking at these three, obviously we'll know Emma Willis from the likes of Big Brother and the likes of The Voice UK and Love is Blind and all them shows. But the lads, it'll be a new venture, I suppose. I think Johannes, who is formerly a Strictly pro, number one, but also a star of the West End in the UK, he'll be doing more of a roving reporter thing.
Okay, and so he will no longer be a pro dancer on the show.
He will be taking part in the group dances, so he won't get a partner this year.
Because he is such a joy to watch as a pro dancer.
Yeah, he's great. He's absolutely
just
excellent.
Incredible,
yeah,
isn't he?
I really, really love him. But Josh Widdicombe will be interesting to see how he takes on, I suppose, the comedic role up above, in the when you head up the stairs.
Is he a surprise? I'm not surprised by Emma Willis at all. Love her. I think she's fantastic. A brilliant presenter. Josh Widdicombe, is that a bit of a surprise?
Does
everyone know who he is, do you think?
So Josh is, I suppose, comedian number one, but he presents The Last Leg, which became famous after kind of the London 2012 Paralympics. It was a show put on for that, and he hosted that alongside a couple of different comedians and things like that. But he is now taking over this. I think it was a surprise number one, but he apparently just shined in auditions.
I heard that.
That was the real get-go.
He nailed the casting.
Yeah. Poor Zoe Ball and Angela Scanlon and Ryland. But I look forward to seeing the three of them.
Cathal O'Sullivan, a pleasure. Thanks for bringing all your fun and crack to the studio.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.